Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We have Billy Brim's voice with us today, telling us about the end of time. You don't want to miss this. Call your friends, your family. Say, listen up. Jesus is coming soon.
Right. I think what we call our package is how you can pray in the end of days.
Oh, good.
And God needs you to pray. We went over that yesterday, and I'm going to recap just a little bit about Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks and when God sent us there. I'm going to be giving a lot of my testimony because I realized that as I prepared for this, and I said yesterday, I was thinking about doing the prophet Ezekiel and doing a syllabus. And one day I was praying and the Lord exactly told me what to do on these 2 weeks.
Good.
And He showed me the importance of prayer. Not so much the importance of prayer to us. The importance of prayer to Him.
Wow.
He has to get some things done in the
that's
earth,
right.
And He's got a body down here to do it. And that's
right.
Us.
Praise God.
And so I'm just going to be giving you also a little bit of my own testimony of how I got to the place where God showed us what He wants in the last days and even gave me the ability to do it and the voice, Believer's Voice of Victory. I was talking yesterday about when we founded Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks that I actually got it in a trance. 20 years ago exactly, in 1995, Kenneth E. Hagin had his winter Bible seminar. I watched it the other night. You can watch it. You can go online and you'll see a Holy Ghost meeting. I just Googled it. It was 20 years, 1995.
Mm-mm.
I just Googled Kenneth E. Hagin, Winter Bible Seminar, 1995. And then it came up and it also had these identifying numbers, 022395 video. That 022395 video, Kenneth E. Hagin, Winter Bible Seminar. And there you're going to see Brother Hagin come out and start talking about the Holy Ghost and about being drunk in the Holy Ghost. And then you're going to see thousands of people, I'm sure 5,000 plus, drunk in the Holy Ghost. Such a meeting. When you finish watching that, you will be, I watched it the other night because I knew that it was 20 years ago that I had the trance. Now, I don't know if you...
Where was that? Was that
it was,
on
it was no, no. It was there at the Raymond Bible Church. Raymond Bible Church right now that they have. Raymond Bible Church. They had just...
Ken and I were there.
Yes. And they had just built that church at that time. And I knew how to look for me. I had blonde hair and I had a hanky. And I knew where I was sitting behind Brother Hagin. We had so many people, we had to put them up there on the platform behind him.
Yeah.
But I fade out. I'm there at about 14.53. And then I'm faded out clear to the end.
Who would do such
I get up at the end after Keith Moore has sung this song, When the Spirit Gets to Moving.
Praise
let him
God.
Move. Keith Moore with the black hair and black beard. When the Spirit gets to moving, let him move. And oh, was he allowed to move
praise
that night.
God. How exciting is
and
that?
And I was lying there on the floor. I had my hands straight up into the air. And God was giving me a vision of a place of prayer. And He told me to build it in Branson, Missouri. And that there's going to be an end time move of God. And He showed me how to do it. And so right after that, in July, I went up and I found the land, found 47 acres of land, just brambles out there. And He told me there was two purposes for this prayer place. Number one, to pray in the plans of God. Number two, to stop the strategies of the enemy.
Praise God.
And the Lord said, as a nation raises up an air force, I am raising up a prayer force. Now, we're not it. Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks is not it. It's all over the earth.
Yes,
it's a body
amen.
Of Christ. They're the prayer force that He's raising up. We have that place right now. We've got about 300 acres now. And we're out 17 and a half miles east of Branson. And there we have log cabins where people can go and there they can have their own individual prayer. We have a chapel for corporate prayer. And now, something we didn't know then, we have technical equipment.
Praise God.
That we can stream live from there every Wednesday at noon, a prayer meeting that is a corporate prayer meeting around the earth.
Praise God.
And so then on Sundays, we have a prayer meeting at 3, which is not streamed, but twice a week, people make that drive out to Prayer Mountain, or they watch by internet on Wednesdays. And they've been doing this 20 years now.
20, Billy, time passes.
20 years.
When you're having fun.
But at the end of 2014, the Lord gave us a new assignment in prayer. And that's what I'm supposed to talk to you about. That assignment is far beyond just Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And this is why he changed my subject this week from the prophet Ezekiel to the subject of prayer. For some time, see, he's getting ready to change our assignment out at Prayer Mountain. You should be growing from glory to glory, faith to faith, mm-hmm. strength to strength. So after 20 years and many people praying together all that time, then we're coming up to a new level. And he says, he begins to impress me, and thoughts come to me and come to my mind about 24-hour prayer. Mm. 24-hour prayer. And this would go round and round in me. Well, I knew the need for it. I knew the need for it, and I knew God needed it. But I didn't know how to do it. And just a quick illustration of the need for it. Some years ago, my son Terry, who's a general manager, and general managers includes mowing the lawn, and he was riding the mower over Prayer Mountain, and as he rode, you know, you've got time to meditate, communicate. And he was communicating with the Lord, and he was thinking about discouraging developments, particularly in the United States of America, how things had just gotten. And he said aloud to the Lord, how did this happen? How did we come to such a state of affairs? Now, there is a realm of the Spirit. And the Lord opened first his ears to the realm of the Spirit, and he heard a gavel drop. And every time he heard the gavel drop, he would hear a statement.
Wow.
No prayer allowed in schools. Roe versus Wade. Oh. The Ten Commandments cannot be displayed in government buildings. And then one after another, other anti-biblical, anti-God limitations that have been put on judicially in the United States.
Think about that. How serious that
the is. Gavel's blows were so loud and seemingly so final that Terry dropped his head and cried out, "Oh Lord, how have you kept us?" Now his spiritual eyes are opened and he begins to see into the realm of the Spirit, and he saw what he described as, don't take this personal, a little old lady. I qualify for that now. He saw a little old lady praying. She reminded him of Rachel Tiefenthaler, who's one of the prayer giants that we've all known. And he was made to know that God had kept us through the prayers of the saints.
Yes.
Through intercessions
I believe that.
And supplications of the saints who know to pray. Mm-hmm. God needs the prayers of the body of Christ on the earth for him to enact his plans for what the Bible calls the end of days. There is coming the day of the Lord. And in that day, when Adam's lease is up, God will sovereignly perform what is written, especially in the book of Revelation. But until Adam's lease is up, and it's about up, God gave him 6,000 years work week. It's about up. Until Adam's lease is up, God's sovereign will now is to honor Adam's lease and the authority he gave Adam. That authority, which was Adam's, was usurped by Satan. However, it is now restored to the body of Christ through our Lord and Savior. But as John Wesley said, during this time, during this dispensation, it seems that before the Lord can do anything in the earth, a man must ask him. That's because the authority is restored to us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I knew the need for it. I'm hearing 24/7 prayer, 24/7 prayer. I knew the need for it. I thought about Terry. I thought about what prayers have done, and then I thought about how that's even increased now. I knew the need, but how to do it? How do we instigate 24/7 prayer? It wouldn't really, and then thoughts went through my mind over and over. This happened through, a period of a month or so. I thought, these thoughts went through me. It really wouldn't work to increase prayer here on Prayer Mountain to 24/7. We would just have a bunch of tired people. These faithful prayers already travel long distances to come out here twice a week for corporate prayer. And then I remembered something Brother Halverson, Philip Halverson, one of the prayer giants. You know him. We're going to talk about him later. I'm even going to have a video of him later on.
Good, good.
Brother Halverson told me years ago, somebody got it in their hearts, which is right. They knew we needed to pray. And so they started organizing early morning prayer throughout the United States. And they were encouraging people to get up and come to their churches at 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. And Brother Halverson said to me, this isn't going to work. He said, pretty soon they're going to have just a bunch of tired people. He said, besides that, there's not just one prayer watch early in the morning. There's prayer watches all day long. And he said, I keep the night watch. And I'm sleeping at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I thought about what Brother Halverson said. The Lord's saying to me 24/7 prayer. And I know that people have different watches, different times of prayer. There needs to be prayer 24/7. And then I knew that the prayer needed to be on a far. I knew it couldn't be just the people coming out to Prayer Mountain. And I knew it had to be on a wider scope. It had to involve the body of Christ. It had to involve the whole body of Christ, the whole earth. And a plan began to take shape within me. And words came from God to me. Make a 24-hour clock round. Make a round 24-hour clock. Divide it into 30-minute pie-shaped segments. Prayers will sign up to pray for one of those 30-minute segments. This prayer assignment is to be in the Spirit in tongues. No agenda. The prayers are to enter into a 30-minute segment with no agenda. This is to be something different apart from the time that you're praying for your family, you know, or you're exercising authority over the enemy. This is apart from that. This is just people who will give a 30-minute segment to praying in tongues with no agenda. There is to be no fixed subject, no agenda. In this prayer, the idea is that each Spirit-filled believer will come before the Lord and offer his vessel for God's use. I will offer my tongue to speak God's words into the earth. God needs to get his words in the earth. If he's going to carry forth a plan, just like in Genesis chapter 1, he spoke his words and the Holy Spirit hovered on it and brought it to fruition. So he needs, and the Holy Spirit will help us bring his words, give us utterance into the earth, and then God can bring about what he's saying. You see, there are problems in the earth that are too high for our intellects. I don't know what Benjamin Netanyahu should do tomorrow. I don't know what any prime minister should have done yesterday or today or tomorrow. But the Holy Ghost knows, and he will give me the utterance for it. So this is to give our vessels totally to the Holy Spirit for what God once prayed. God has a great need for certain utterances to be made in the earth. In this time of prayer, he will give those utterances in accordance with what is written in 1 Corinthians 14:2. Here it is in the King James. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Sometimes I'm sitting there for my 30 minutes of prayer, and I'm thinking, based on this scripture, I'm speaking to God. I'm speaking to God. I'm speaking about his mysteries, about his plans, and the Holy Spirit is giving me the words. And God's hearing me, and earth is hearing me.
Praise God.
The Young's literal translation of 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, for he who is speaking in an unknown tongue To men he doth not speak, but to God. For no one doth hearken, and in spirit he speaks secrets.
Praise God.
This word is mysterion. It's the Greek for mysteries or God's secrets or God's plans. And remember, he told us about prayer that we are to pray in God's plans. The best way to do it is in the Holy Ghost. So back to the instructions. He told us to make a 24-hour clock. They're showing you that on the line now. Divided into 30-minute segments. Prayers will sign up to pray for one of those 30-minute segments. Then the Lord said to me, a prayer captain will keep track of the 30-minute segments. He said to me, a prayer captain. When he said a prayer captain, he didn't tell me the prayer captain's name. I knew her name, Pamela Tucker. Everybody knows, every pastor knows the name of the person that's going to get the job done, you know. So I knew it would be Pamela. The clock will be kept according to Central Time. That's where we live, in the Central Time Zone. However, those from other time zones, for instance, in Australia, will advise Pamela Tucker which 30-minute period they desire. And Pamela will convert it to the U.S. Central Time Zone and our 24-hour clock. Then the Lord said there will be floaters. That's the term I heard, floaters. And those who are people like me, I'm a floater, who because of their life's pattern, sometimes I'm in Australia, sometimes I'm in all over the world, like you are. Ken right now in South Africa. Well, they have a different time zone in South Africa where Ken is right now.
Yeah.
So these floaters, they're going to pray 30 minutes each day whenever the time is convenient for them to pray. But they too are to contact Pamela and advise her that they will pray 30 minutes a day at the time that they can. And so the Lord told me to come online here and recruit you to sign up to pray. And you can go online to billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.ORG. You can click on the blue box on the right hand, 24-hour prayer. You don't have to give us your email. We're not searching for you to be on our mailing list. You just say to Pamela, if you don't want to be on all that, you just say, my name is Tom Jones, and I'm going to take from 1 to 1:30, and I live in Singapore. And she'll figure it out, and she'll put you in there and count. Now, we have a count, Gloria, of how many we've got. Well over 1,000 at the time that we're doing this. And we have people signed up to pray from Australia, Canada, Cyprus, the U.K., the United States, almost all the states. I think we lack Vermont. Ireland, South Africa. We have there in South Africa where Ken is. Nigeria, Belgium, England, part of the UK, Ukraine, Switzerland. And someone signed up, they just said Africa. We don't know where they are. Singapore, the Netherlands, British Columbia, New Zealand, Norway, Germany, and the United Arab Emirates.
Praise God.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Somebody in the UAE is praying.
The prayer force.
This is the prayer force that God's raising up. See, it had to be much wider than Prayer Mountain.
Yeah.
And of course, there's lots of other people. But this had to be, this is what God wants on this.
That's
He
exciting.
Wants people praying by the Spirit 30 minutes a day. Now I'm going to read you here a prophecy through Kenneth E. Hagin that was given at Wiener Bible Seminar, February 1997. It's about praying in tongues. And that's what God wants this 30 minutes to be. Speaking by the Spirit, not just speaking words out of your own mind or thinking, but speaking by the Spirit, words that are inspired by the Spirit of God, words that well up from within you out of your spirit given to you by the Holy Spirit, those words, spoken boldly, bring forth great happenings. God has great happenings
Glory
that He wants to bring forth. And the body at prayer, united, it's a way for uniting too.
Yes.
He can bring forth these happenings. Speaking by the Spirit, going on with the prophecy, the glory of God shall come into manifestation. Some will see it like a cloud that hangs over the heads of the people. Others may not see anything, but they sense the mighty move of His Spirit. Speaking by His Spirit, yielding your tongue unto the Holy Ghost, taking time to pray in the Spirit, taking time to pray in other tongues will get you tuned up, will edify you, will get your tongue hooked up to your spirit, so that then He who dwells in your spirit can give you utterance.
Praise
then He
God.
Takes over. You speak out what He says, not what you think. You speak out what He wants.
Praise God.
People are emailing us about this now that they're doing this. And so many of them are having experiences in God that they've never had before. Their own spirits are getting tuned up. As well as they're speaking what God wants spoken in the earth, their own spirits are getting tuned up to God. And now, brother, the Holy Ghost goes on through Brother Hagin about the gifts of the Spirit, which we've got to have. The spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing into a greater manifestation shall come. And all of these, all nine of the gifts of the Spirit manifestations, all of them worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit. And at the same time, the inspirational gifts, men and women speaking by the Spirit, by prophecy, inspired utterance, by tongues and interpretations.
Praise
listen to this,
God.
Listen to this, listen to this. Shall bring forth marvelous statements and bring to pass and bring into being into this sense realm where men can see and know the operation of the Spirit of God and the manifestation of the Spirit of God and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. So rejoice ye and be glad. We're not talking just about prayer. We're talking about prayer and the inspiration of the Holy Ghost.
Inspired words.
The Holy Spirit.
Praise God. Oh, isn't that exciting? Billy and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.